Hi Maria, this is Friar Roderick here for airmaria.com, and we're in Lake Forest, Illinois. We have here Steve Godosik of CRA, the Catholic Radio Association. How you doing, Steve?
Good morning, Friar. I'm doing well.
Great. So what brings you to this far north place?
Well, certainly not the snow. An opportunity to work in solidarity with others in promoting Catholic life ethos. Catechesis, really, the new evangelization.
Great. And so this, you came here with several of the people who worked with you getting a whole new wave of Catholic radio stations.
Certainly. You among them.
Right.
We, in October, filed for 227 new non-commercial FM licenses, which I think you participated in a few of those. And that'll wind up being in the neighborhood of 45 million new listeners across the country.
Wow. And so all these stations are actually in places that there is no Catholic radio stations right now.
Correct. All new areas. There are about 150 stations in the country right now, so these will all be additional stations. And out of those 227, we'll probably realize about 150 of those. So effectively, we'll double the number of stations across the country.
Double the number. Now, that's 150 right now. That's not that many for a country this size, is it?
No, it's not. Although we're in a somewhat enviable position that we don't need necessarily multiple stations in a market to provide the faith to that market. So we can effectively cover the country with probably not too many more than 300 stations, maybe 400 stations, cover 90-95% of the population. And then over time, then as programming and the interest allows, add more stations, different formats.
How long have you been in the CRA?
I started with the CRA in 2002. Prior to that, helped form Relevant Radio in Wisconsin and Divine Mercy Radio, which was the first apostolate God called me to back in 97.
How many stations were there in 1997?
Seven stations in the entire country. And
Catholic stations, right?
Well, Catholic-owned. A few of them were actually broadcasting Catholic programming.
Wow, so we've gone a long ways in 10 years.
Effectively, if you look at the 10 years, 120 months, 150 stations, we've added over a station a month for the last 10 years.
Wow, this is great. But it's sort of a big, huge hole in our whole evangelization in America. You see Mother Angelica and the great success she's had, but that's not really the same as radio, which is so much easier to do.
She really was a trailblazer in TV, and then because her signal, really where the growth came from, certainly we added some abilities, concentrated some abilities to help stations get on the air, but those stations wouldn't be on the air were it not for EWTN's 24-hour free satellite feed. That's really what makes it so viable, and those apostolates have really grown out of EWTN's generosity with their signal. But no, the church in America doesn't use radio well. I like to quip that Gutenberg certainly was Catholic, but so was Marconi. So we have to learn to use that type of medium as well. But and I don't think Al Gore was Catholic, but we have to, again, use, as you're doing, the Internet as well so that we can reach people in all the different media that they choose to consume, that the church can always be there. No matter what they consume, the church is there.
So you advocate not only radio, but also TV and Internet and all the other forms, too.
They're all means of communication, and the gospel demands, our love for our Lord demands, that we be every place that somebody is.
Right. Oh, this is awesome. And the And so you really bring a lot of people together, basically. You help, you give a plan of how to do it. You get people in contact with engineers. You get people working together. And this has really done the most help for people, right?
Yeah, we try to behind the scenes add some synergies and leverage so that the local apostles don't have to reinvent the wheel. You know, we've been there, done that. We've got the T-shirt. We know what it takes and what doesn't work as well. And so we can help apostolates not go down dead end rabbit trails and keep blazing forward and getting a station on the air more quickly and less expensively.
Well, we've gotten a lot of help from you, and it's right now looking at getting five stations through this past offering by the FCC. And we're getting four out of those five, it looks like. So we've really thank you for that. I guess other people had the same successes, right?
Yeah, well, 5 out of 6, you did pretty well. It's a little better than 70%, so God must be smiling upon you a little specially. But yeah, about 70% of the ones that were applied for will be winners. And just a perhaps St. Maximilian Kolbe shining on his brothers for taking up his legacy of using social communications. You guys have really done yeoman's labor coming in, not knowing anything, and forging ahead. That was quite a blessing. Quite a blessing for me to work with you.
Well, thank you very much, Steve. Yeah, here too. And thanks for bringing up St. Maximilian Kolbe and all the your spirituality at CRA has been very edifying too. And we want to thank you, Steve.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
God bless you. Ave Maria, this is Friar Roderick for AirMaria.com.